The sessions that the Freemans give to us are life-changing. I felt such a profound touch of the spirit of utterance today in the service. It was so real that it brought it down to everyday living. We chuckled at some of it, but some of it stuck in our hearts in such a way that it made us want to do better. I sat near the back and said, God, help me to be washed by the word of the Lord. And I left here a better person. People, believe me when I tell you, this Bible is the greatest treasure that has ever come into the hands of men. This book, between the covers of this book, lie the answers to the problems of life. I simply want to quote one verse of Scripture. I want to pick up exactly where I left off last night. And I want to just quote one verse of Scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In addition to what we read in the last chapter of the book of Mark, these signs shall follow them that believe. But here tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Say, I'm not ignorant. Would you lift your hands and worship the Lord and pray that God, again tonight, will open your heart to such a proportion that you'll see and understand things that you've never seen nor understood before. Lord Jesus, tonight, I thank you for the wonder-working power of the Holy Ghost that is in this house. I praise you for the surge of faith that I felt when Brother Carpenter was speaking. I thank you for great people like the Freemans among us who have exampled this, who have demonstrated it, and who have stood on the power of the Word of God, and you have fulfilled the miraculous and performed the miraculous. But God, do it for us here in America. There are representatives here that will go out from this great camp meeting, and they will endeavor by the help of God to reproduce here in this country, before it is everlastingly too late, the same demonstration, the same power of God, the same glory. Tonight, anoint us to hear and to speak. Let there be a spirit of revelation and understanding in this house. We will not fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask these things in Jesus' blessed and wonderful name. And everyone said, amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Would you clap uproariously for the Lord tonight? Would you let your voice out? Would you lift an expectant heart? That's it. You can feel that. You can feel great expectancy. And there is tremendous hunger among the people of God in this house. And I am talking to some great men here who have unlimited potential to do the miraculous in this particular hour. Last night, when the Spirit of the Lord came and you so marvelously yielded at one particular place, until I simply stopped. It's not important that I carry through a program here. It's not important that I get to the end of sermon notes. What is important is that you understand it, that you grasp it, that you yield to it, that you find the grace here to somehow get involved. Do you understand me tonight when I say to you that Jesus, in one place in his ministry, took his disciples to a foreign city? In this foreign city, it is now called Tiberias. It's a place called just Tiberias in the Bible. But in that day, it was a Roman city built in honor of Augustus Caesar. It was against this foreign background, against this foreign backdrop, that Jesus posed the greatest question ever asked to mankind. It was not in Jerusalem where they should have been able to find comfort from their surroundings. It was not near the seat of Judaism, but in a foreign city, a Roman city that was unfamiliar to them. He asked them in that environment, "Who do you say that I am?" And the answer that Peter gave was, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." But if you go on in the Gospel of Matthew, a few chapters later, in Jerusalem, where Peter should have been able to have drawn strength from his surroundings, from the augustness, the imposing stature of the temple, from everything that was Jewish, there in that place, he miserably failed God. Why, against a foreign background, was he able to stand boldly and declare the truth as he felt it, but in a place where he should have been able to have drawn from the familiarity of everything that was Jewish and stood for the cause of Jesus, he miserably failed and denied him and walked away? I'll tell you why. Because in Jerusalem, his brethren did not believe. And it's difficult to stand and to believe and to declare and to preach when your own brethren do not believe what you're saying. It's much easier to follow the trend and to follow the crowd. But you'll come back weeping. So what I'm saying is, we are friends here tonight. We are brethren. We are the people of God here in this atmosphere. We should be able to find the strength to demonstrate, to believe, to get involved and not be afraid. This is not Russia. We're not under persecution. You are my brother. You are my sister here tonight. We should be able to find the strength, if God so moves upon us, to lay hands on somebody, to declare this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. I do have it. I am a man of God. This is that. I do have the power. I am a believer. There's not a group of Baptists here tonight breathing down your neck saying this is not true. Everybody around you, basically speaking, speaks with tongues and is baptized in Jesus' name. You should be able to draw strength from that. You should be able to draw strength from that. Would you clap your hands again? Would you shout with a voice, praise and worship? Ask God at this very moment to help your unbelief. Ask God to help your unbelief. Jesus, help our unbelief in this place tonight by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus. Take away all unbelief. Release us and set us free as men of God, as women of God, as believers tonight, to do exactly what you want us to do. Take away the inhibitions. Take away the inhibitions. Take it away tonight. Take away all fear. I rebuke fear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I rebuke fear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command it to leave this place and to set the captive free. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say, I'm not afraid. You may be seated. God still speaks to his people today, as I was saying last night, exactly as he did in the days of old. But it is a fearful thing I reiterate tonight, to be used by God. Because when you submit yourself to Him, you do not know exactly where you will go. Because He does not show you the end from the beginning. You simply blindly step out by faith, having something we call a burden, something that pulls at us, something that drives us, something that reduces us to tears. And we say yes to Him in the moment of an emotional upheaval, with sobbing and weeping and feeling the trembling power of God surge through the course and course through our bodies. We say yes. Some have left houses and lands and mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and vocations and avocations to follow a path as Abraham did, that they basically have had to hew out themselves because they've never walked this way before. And some of you will walk paths that no one's ever walked before. But if your hand is in the hand of the Nazarene, you will make that path. You will walk that path. And once you hew it out, others will follow the same path, and they will partake of the fruit and the goodness that you have been able to dig out. But it will cost you something. There is a suffering involved. We concluded basically last night that people who have suffered enough, God can trust them with anything. I've watched in our ranks for 34 years. The people among us who are really mightily used by God. I don't want to use the word strange, but that's the best word. They're different. They don't seem to, their head's not where everybody else's head is. Their language is not the same as other people. They're just sort of spaced out. I suppose you could say that they're so heavenly minded, they're hardly any earthly good. They just do what they do. They don't seem to care what anybody else thinks. They don't care what anybody else says. They just walk around in their own world, and they're just living for Him, and they eat, drink, and sleep Him 24 hours a day. And if you don't want to talk about Jesus, they don't have much to say to you. They don't seem to know about the current events. They don't seem to know about the latest sports athlete heroes. They don't seem to know about the average American thing. They're just spaced out in Jesus. Their eyes shine. They get carried away. They speak out of their heads a lot. They're just always speaking with tongues. I know some people that shake and tremble at the table when they say grace. They're just into it. And they don't seem to care what anybody else thinks. They don't care. That's where you've got to get. And when you get there, you got it. You've got to get to that place. And He's trying to take us there in this hour. He's trying to get us there in this hour. And He's got His hook in some of your jaws. And you might as well stop struggling. You need to just come on along. You need to just come along. Because you'll never get rid of this. You're never going to shake Him. Once He singles you out, you're going to have to do it. All right, I learned this early on in Bible school. There was a bunch of us that always were in the prayer room. Prayer is where it is. You'll never do anything unless you pray. It'll never happen unless you pray. You're never going to get it unless you pray. You can't dream it down. You can't think it down. You got to pray it down. You got to pray in the morning. You're going to have to pray at noontime. You're going to have to pray in the evening time. You got to pray in the night time. But if you will pray, 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 He will come, come, come. He will demonstrate, demonstrate, demonstrate. So why don't we throw our hands in the air for a moment and just pray. Just tell Him. Just talk to Him. Just say it. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And so tonight, O Master of the universe, we sit at your feet and we cry to thee for the touch of the Master's hand, for the sound of your voice, for the glory of your demonstration, for the resurrection power, and yes, the suffering of your fellowship and the fellowship of your suffering. We receive it all. We take it all, because in the end, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. It's going to be a wonderful day when we see Jesus. You're not going to take your property with you. You're not going to take your house with you. You're not going to take your car with you. You're not going to take your bank account with you. The only thing you're going to take is souls. It's the only thing you're going to get out of here with you is souls. 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 It's the only thing that will get out of here with you. I want to take mine. I want a whole bunch of them. I want a whole buku of them, as they say in the South. I want to take them. I want to come marching before him, bringing the sheaves with me. My God, people, the disgrace of disgraces be to come in his hands in the middle of harvest, empty-handed. Jesus of Nazareth, blessed be the name of the Lord. I worship you. Do you feel like just throwing your hands in the air and speaking with tongues? Just let the Holy Ghost speak through you. He knows how to pray. He can pray that prayer of release for you. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Urrahar Kadisho de Leharaha. Havaya Hadeleha Roho Rashata. We are touching God in this place. We are touching God in this place, in this service tonight. And he is touching us. You may be seated. He is hearing us. But in Bible college, there was a group of us in my class that we always prayed after work at night. We'd pray till 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and then get up at 5:30 and 6 and do term papers and whatever and go back to classes. We prayed all the time. I prayed all the time, all the time, all the time. And we got to the place, we'd come out of that prayer room and we had heard things in the Spirit. We had seen things in the Spirit. You know, when you hear something in the Spirit and you see something in the Spirit, you can hardly wait to get to somebody to tell them what you've seen and what you've heard. Because it's so real to you. You just want to tell it. And we'd come out of that prayer room and walk down the hall and grab some of the student and begin to tell them what we felt. And they'd stare at us like we had fallen out of space from somewhere. They didn't have a clue as to what we were talking about, because they had not been where we had been. They had not seen what we had seen. They had not heard what we had heard. And by the time you finish telling it to somebody like that, and there's no response from them, and they don't seem to relate, and they don't believe it, you can tell that for sure by looking in their eyes. It ruins it for you. Just about kills the whole experience. And you've done it. And you've had the same experience. The Bible says, don't cast your pearls before swine. You understand me when I say there are pigs in the church. There are a lot of people who profess, but they don't possess. They are you dead. They have it. They have felt it. Haven't heard it. They don't believe it. They don't want it. But I want it. And I've seen it. And I've heard it. So you can't just tell everybody, but if you'll pray, God will send you somebody else that's a fanatic just like you, and they'll understand what you're talking about, and they'll want what you want, and they can hardly wait to hear what you've heard, and they can hardly wait to see what you've seen, and they want to touch it, and they want to get into it, and they want to go with you to the next prayer meeting, and they want to feel it. Yes! And those are the people that will keep you going. Those are the people that will keep you going when the going gets rough. They are the ones that will keep you going. It's not the professors that can help you. It's the possessor that can help you. It's not the professor. It's the possessor. You got to find yourself a possessor. If you really, really get close to God, I wrote this in the front of my Bible. If you're going to get close to Jesus, you're going to suffer rejection. Because that's just how it is. There are people who will not understand you. You can't share it with just everyone. There are so many people in all my travels. I'm exposed to so many things all the time. They look the part. They act the part. They talk the part. But they're not. They're not. It's just all this surface talk. There's no depth in it. Some people, all the time they talk about Jesus or think about Him is on Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. He's not there the rest of the time. People like that are a drag to me. I don't want a surface talk. I want to talk about this Jesus. I want to be involved with Him. I was listening to Sister Freeman talk at the table today. There were people around us listening to her. She didn't know it. She was lost in her own world, telling us all the things she was telling us. There were people eavesdropping. They were right behind me on my left, and there was a group of men right on my right, and I was watching all of them out of my peripheral vision. And in my heart, I was saying, in praying, just egg it on. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Because they could hear what she was saying. The more mightily you were used by God, greater threat you are to the devil. And the higher you go in this, the more clever are his traps. He works overtime to create the right thing that will get you. But I'm on to him. I can spot him a mile away. Because he has the same feeling. He's stupid every time he does it. He is. I will tell you this. Perhaps this will help someone. I don't know. I was sitting about 7, 8 years ago, this happened, in my apartment before I bought my home. And I was at my desk, and I was trying to balance my checkbook. It's a noble adventure. And I was trying to balance my checkbook. And I wasn't being spiritual or anything like that. I was sitting there, working on this checkbook, checking off the checks as they
came through. And all of a sudden, my mind was filled with curse words. I mean, bad ones. And I thought to myself, what is this? What is this? But see, I'm so busy with these checks, I don't have time to figure out what is this. And so I just, you know, shake my head, and I just keep working with the checkbooks. But this stuff is just running through my head. And I have never cursed in my life. Very little, even before I was saved. Because I've always felt that cursing was the efforts of a feeble mind trying to express itself forcibly. If you took curse words out of some people's vocabulary, they couldn't talk to you because they'd have no connectors between the thoughts. They couldn't communicate. They have no connectors. And my uncles all did it. My father did it. And I just hated it. So I never was involved with that. I just hated it. I hated smoking and drinking for the same reason. It's just all nonsense to me. I was raised with it. It doesn't make any sense to go around puffing smoke out of your mouth. Just look at someone blowing smoke rings. That's the most unusual thing you're ever going to see. Think about it. Forget society, but just be realistic. Think about another human being blowing smoke and coming out of their nose like a dragon. It's the most unusual thing you're ever going to see. Not to mention what it does to your body. And why drink something that's going to space you out so you can't think? Nonsense. It's all nonsense. It's the devil's substitute for the real thing, folks. That's the best he's got to offer. But here tonight, this is the real thing. This is the real thing. So, all of a sudden, I pushed my chair back at that desk and I started laughing. I said, devil, you're a fool. This would never work on me. You should have tried something else. This will never work on me because I've never been involved with this. You should have tried something else. I said, you're a fool. I jumped out of my chair. I went to the window in my sun porch and I raised up the wrist and said, devil, come here. And he has to come because is he that is with you than he that is in the world. He has to come. I said, in the name of Jesus, and I'm not exaggerating, I could feel that spirit of darkness come. I didn't invite him to my apartment. He was not invited in there. He is a rude intruder. He is not invited. He is not wanted. But he will try to barge his way in. So I went to the window of my sun porch and raised it and said, devil, come here. You see this open window? I want you out. I want you out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to go out. I could feel him slip by. I slammed the window down. There are people here tonight. You need to go to the window of your heart, the window of your soul, and raise it wide and say, devil, I want you out. I want you out of my life. I want you out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command it. Yes! I think we ought to jump up and down. I think we ought to shout in the name of Jesus because the devil cannot stay where he is not wanted. He cannot stay where he is not wanted. Hallelujah. And some of you just got free. You just got free. You just got free. You just got free. Jesus, I feel something. I feel something. I just feel something wonderful. It's called deliverance. It's called freedom. It's called joy. It's called redemption. It's called the peace of God. That's what it is. This house is just filled with it. You can take a deep breath and you can inhale the Holy Ghost because the air in this sanctuary is charged with the presence and the power of the Holy One from Israel, whose name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, we may spend the whole week doing this type of thing. We may just spend the whole week doing this because something is being transmitted tonight from the very throne of God into the hearts and the lives of people who are called by His name, who love Him. And that's me, and that's you, and that's us. The people of God. We are the people of God. We are the people of God. We've been baptized in His name, filled with His Spirit. There's only one God. His name is Jesus. Holiness is necessary, and we've got it. We've got it. It's alive inside of us. It's alive inside of us. And you can feel it. You can feel this. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to come to a place where you can actually stir up the Holy Ghost, where you can actually stir Him up, where you can feel Him? He's just dancing inside of some of you. The Holy Ghost is just dancing inside of some of you. He's just absolutely tearing it up inside of you. He's dancing through the corridors of your heart. He's dancing in the aisles of your heart. He's just causing some of you to shake and tremble. He's involved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the higher you go in all of this, the more clever are His traps, His plans, His designs. They get to be more intricate, but you can spot Him. And there's still, Sister Hendricks is still jumping up and down with somebody. So maybe that's what we're supposed to do. We have time to do this, so let's just do this. Whatever. You know, the Bible says weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. And so we just got to weep and rejoice with these that are doing their thing tonight. Because you see, somebody right there is being set free. Somebody right there is being ministered to. Somebody right there is getting a hold of the very thing that they need to get a hold of. And that's why we've come here, to get loose. We've come to get loose. We've come to get involved. We've come to touch Him. We've come to demonstrate Him. We've come to show forth the glory of God and the power of His righteousness. I think we ought to clap our hands again and shout unto the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you see what happens when you respond to the Holy Ghost? When you begin to reach out to Him, He's like a magnet. He will not ignore you. He will come. And He's here. I've got a feeling if you would just reach your hands and lay your hands on the back of this brother right here, something will happen for him. He's got a hold of God right there. He's got a hold of God. And God's got a hold of him. That's it. That's it. That's it. We don't need to know the details. I just know that something is happening for him. He has touched something he's been wanting to touch for a long time. He has found something here tonight that's beginning to help him. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. And that's why we've come. Such as I have. Such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's it. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He's never going to be the same. People, that man never going to be the same. That man never going to be the same. Because you never are when Jesus gets a hold of you. You never are when Jesus gets a hold of you. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you just grab the hand of the person next to you and say, I want some of what he's getting. Just do that and see what happens. You're going to get it. That's what's going to happen. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's it. Just let go of it all. Just let go of it all. Just let go of it all. Lay everything down. Every weight that does so easily beset you, lay it down. If somebody has offended you, forgive them. Forgive them. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Just forgive them. Pick yourself up tonight and just keep on going. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. There is freedom in the house. That's it, Sister Hendricks. You've got a hold of something that you're transmitting to her in the name of Jesus. I think we ought to clap our hands and lift our voice and thank the Lord for His keen interest in what is going on here tonight. For the touch of the Master's hand, for sound of His voice, for footfall among us, for Telebra Karahashata. Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. You understand me tonight when I say it's in atmospheres like this that cancer disappears out of people's bodies right where they're standing. It's in atmospheres like this where blind eyes begin to see. It's in atmospheres like this where deaf ears begin to hear. It's in atmospheres like this where tumors disappear. It's in atmospheres like this where disease just lifts and leaves your body. I'm telling you, the rays of the Holy Ghost are shining down in this house tonight. The Holy Ghost can shine through your clothing, through your skin, through your tissue, through your bone. He can eradicate. He can heal. He can cleanse. He can take out anything because you are in the presence of the Lord. You are in the presence of the dear and glorious physician, the great physician. His name is Jesus. Tonight, hear me when I tell you that in this place is power. I'm telling you tonight, the same thing is here that's in Ethiopia. The same thing is here that is in Africa. The same thing is here that is in Papua New Guinea. It's the same thing. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same intensity. If we will stir ourselves up, if we will stir ourselves up the way they do on foreign soil, God will do for us here what He does on foreign soil. But it's really up to us. We've got to stir ourselves. We've got to stir ourselves. If we will do it, He will do it. Does anybody just have an urge to do something they've never done before? Does anybody just have an urge to do something they've never done before? God is only looking for someone to be obedient. He's just looking for a channel to flow through. That's all He's looking for. And once you yield to Him, the Holy Ghost will begin to flow. So if you feel like getting a hold of somebody, if you feel like laying hands on somebody, the time to do it. This isn't to do it. Hear me tonight. It's only going to happen if you get in while the water is being stirred, while the water is being troubled. Don't wait for another 20 minutes when this thing cools down and then decide you're going to do it. It's too late. You got to get in while the water is being troubled. And the water is being troubled in this house tonight. That's when you got to get in. And the Holy Ghost is being stirred in this place. He's also stirred in the hearts and lives of individuals. So tonight, if you are a believer, you can go forth and command. You can go forth and demand. You can lay hands on. And it has to happen because it is written. It has to happen because it is written. It is written that these signs shall follow them that believe. The casting out of devils, the laying on of hands, the healing, the power of God, the speaking with tongues. You've got to hold on it. See, that's faith. Faith is beginning to bring people to a place. Faith is beginning to move people to come to touch the hem of His garment. That's exactly what she's doing. She's coming to touch the hem of His garment. She knows in her spirit that He's here. Just like the woman of old with the issue of blood. If you know that He's here, you need to begin to crawl. You need to begin to walk and come and touch the hem of His garment. Because if you get a hold of the hem of His garment, everything's going to be all right. He'll do for you what physicians will not do. He'll do for you what they cannot do. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I set you free and command you to be made every bit whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's it. Just as easily as you're feeling, you've got it. Just as easily as you're feeling, you've got it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, people here tonight can have here what they have on foreign soil. Can have here what they have foreign soil. If you come out of those seats, if you will stir up what's inside of you. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you see someone coming and standing, would you come and lay your hands on them? I'm not going to do all of this. I want you to do it. Because if you do it... go back and do it when this thing is all over. When this camp meeting is over, you'll continue to do this in your own church. And that's what needs to happen. That is what needs to happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you feel like coming out of here and praying for anybody? Do you feel like singing? Do you feel like shouting? Whatever you feel like doing in the name of Jesus, because He is here. He is here. He is here. He is here. And because He is here, anything can happen. He's in the balcony. He's at the back. He's on my left. He's on my right. He's on the front. There are angels in the aisles of this church tonight. There are angels walking up and down the aisles of this church. And they're touching some of you because they are ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. This whole audience is an altar service tonight. If you're standing in the audience and someone near you is moved by God, would you lay a hand on them? Would you walk across the aisle? Would you go back a couple of aisles? Would you go forward a few aisles? Would you just lay hands on somebody and begin to pray? Be a part of their healing. Be a part of their blessing. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Such as I have, in the name of Jesus, I set you free. I set you free. I set you free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Yield, yield yourself to Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, such as I have, such as I have. That's it, that's it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Such as I have, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's it right there, lady. That's it, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you to be every whit whole. Whole, in the name of Jesus. Whole, in the name of Jesus. That's it, that's it, that's it. Put a little rock around your top. Put a little rock on the...